The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. It's about 5:06 in Columbus, Ohio, and it just happens to be about 5:06 in Tampa, Florida. We are simulcasting today in Columbus on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM and WTBN Faith Talk 570 AM and 910 AM in the Tampa area. Good news for you Tampa listeners. Just got an email from Bill Bunkley, and he is planning on being back on the air tomorrow. He had surgery on his eye today. It looks like it was successful, and it looks like he's got the go-ahead from the doctor to be back on the air tomorrow. That is good news for all of you there in Tampa, but for today, I have the privilege of hosting my program in Columbus and sitting in for Bill there in Tampa as well. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You have probably realized this, but the mainstream media is not your friend. Now, Donald Trump called the mainstream media the enemy of the people. I don't know that I would go that far, but I do know this. They're not your friend. The mainstream media in America is no longer neutral or objective. I'm not sure that they ever were, but they certainly were far more objective than they are today. The mainstream media in America today leans far, far, far left. And by the way, that's not just my personal opinion. You can prove that. When you look at the candidates, the parties that are supported by the commentators, the management, the people involved in the mainstream media, there is no doubt it is not even debatable that they lean far to the left politically and ideologically. And speaking ideology, mainstream media has a social agenda. There was a time when the mainstream media primarily just reported the news, and then you were to make up your own mind about the news that was reported. Oh, those days are long, long, long gone. Not only do they report the news, they have an agenda as to how you interpret the news. Oh, yeah. They are big time into social engineering. And the agenda does not complement our American history, our American foundation, and it certainly does not complement or support traditional Christian beliefs, Christian values. In fact, it is the antithesis. This is illustrated all the time, and here is another one. The tragic mass murder shooting in Atlanta last week. Tragic thing. 8 people killed in 3 massage parlors in Atlanta by a 21-year-old young man who is mentally unstable, who has been hospitalized for addictions, has been in recovery programs for sex addiction. This is one troubled young man. Sadly, his name, Robert Aaron Long. And last week, he walked into three massage parlors, opened fire, and as a result, eight people dead, six of them Asian women, one white woman, and one white man. Immediately, and I mean immediately, instantly, the mainstream media assumed this was a hate crime. This was white supremacy. And ultimately, this was Donald Trump's fault and the Republicans. Conservatives had to be a hate crime. He had to hate Asian women. And, okay. Now that the dust has settled, there is no evidence whatsoever. And I'm quoting sources from the FBI and Atlanta police officials. To this point, there is absolutely no proof, no evidence whatsoever that race or gender had anything to do at all with the shooting. He was addicted to sex. He was addicted to pornography. And he saw these massage parlors, which, by the way, and this, please, please, please do not misunderstand me and do not misquote me. We are finding out now that these massage parlors were involved in illegal sexual activity. Does that in any way justify the shooting of these massage therapists? No, of course not. But he was going there on a regular basis for illegal sexual activity. He was fighting a porn addiction. And then he would feel so guilty that he had given in and committed these sexual acts that he finally goes over the top, overboard, and believes that he has to kill those who are tempting him sexually. Now, if the mainstream media wants to go on a rampage, how about porn? How about prostitution? Have you heard anything about that? Of course not. Of course not. Number one, white supremacy. And secondly, when it was discovered that he was active in a Southern Baptist church in the Atlanta area, aha! Not only is he a white supremacist, he's one of those crazy evangelical Christians. And those evangelical Christians are always talking about sin, 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 sin. And because of their preaching and teaching, their puritanical, purist attitude towards sex, that's what drove this young man over the edge. So not only is he a white supremacist, it's those Bible-believing, Bible-thumping Christians. They're responsible. If you think I'm exaggerating, take a look at several articles from mainstream media. His church is being blamed. Sadly, I have an article in my hand from the Christian Post, a Christian news source, that kind of agrees and implies, yeah, maybe that church, maybe they should have been a little easier on him. Maybe they shouldn't have talked so much about sexual sin. And maybe they were at least partially responsible. No. The church is not responsible. He was not a white supremacist. He is a mentally disturbed individual who was deeply addicted to porn and sex, and as I said, had been in treatment for sexual addiction. But that's not what the mainstream media is going to tell you. Now, what you're hearing from the mainstream media is the explosion of anti-Asian crime. You've heard this over and over and over again. A 150% increase in anti-Asian crime. Really? We'll take that apart and discuss that when we come back. I've got to take a break. Has there been a 150% increase in anti-Asian crime? Yeah, but that's not the whole story. And you're not going to get the whole story from the mainstream media. Hang tight. Stay with me. Okay. For those in Columbus, if they're regular listeners, they know me fairly well. For those of you in Tampa, you hear my voice occasionally because I fill in for Bill, but you don't know anything about me. But I have been my entire life a news junkie. Seriously, when I was in high school many years ago, when all of the other kids were in the rock and roll and they had their radios and their cars locked in to the biggest rock and roll station, we had a brand new, when I was in high school, one of the big rock and roll stations turned to all news. If I remember correctly, it was the first all news, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all news station in America, in Los Angeles. I was thrilled. My friends were flipping out. They can't do that to us. That's our rock and roll station. And I'm going, oh, cool, man, all news. Just, I have always loved news, talk radio, TV news, radio news. And I think it is unbelievably tragic to realize we can't believe the news anymore. We just can't. We cannot depend upon the accuracy, the integrity of today's news, especially the mainstream news. They have an agenda. And right now, that agenda is very, very left and trying to portray and trying to, I want to say this carefully. I really want to be careful and cautious. They're carrying out a leftist agenda to divide us. The left does everything they can to divide us racially, economically, gender-wise. The left is desperate to divide us and to pit us one against the other. And that's why you're hearing the white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. If you are white, you are racist. Just admit it. The whole CRT, critical race theory, and so forth. Are there racists? Yes, there are. Is there still racism in America? Yes, and it needs to be exposed, condemned, and destroyed. Okay? But don't believe everything that, in fact, don't believe most of what the media reports. Let me give you an illustration. We were talking about this terrible shooting in Atlanta. Before there was any proof, before there was any evidence whatsoever, almost everyone in the mainstream media and almost all liberal Democrats were crying, white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. This guy had to be a white supremacist, had to be a Trump supporter. And then it was found out that he was in an evangelical church. Well, see there, those evangelical Christians, Trump supporters, white people, that's just the way they are. And they just live to murder other people. And now they've turned their attention from black people to Asians. And you heard this over and over and over again from the mainstream media for now several days. Anti-Asian hate crimes have increased from 2019 to 2020 by 150%. You've heard that, right? It was reported by all of the mainstream media. There has been a 150% increase in Asian hate crimes. Now, is that true? Yep. Have you looked at the numbers? In 2019, across the nation, out of 350 million people, in 2019, there were 49 Asian hate crimes reported. 49. In 2020, was there a 150% increase? Yep, there was. 122. In the entire country. 122. Is that a 150% increase? Yeah. But you never see that figure. 122. Now, in 2020, how many hate crimes were committed in America? I'm glad you asked. 1,717. You with me? 1,717 hate crimes recorded in America in 2020. And by the way, that was actually a decline from the year before. The year before, 1,845. So, 1,717 total hate crimes in America, and of 1,717, 122 were considered to be anti-Asian. I bet you haven't heard that from the mainstream media. And yet, we have heard epidemic surge, 150% increase. Now, is it sad that there were 122 hate crimes against Asian Americans in 2020? Yeah, one is too many, but that's not exactly an epidemic. However, in 2020, a record number of anti-Semitic crimes in America. An epidemic of crimes against Jews. The overwhelming majority of hate crimes committed last year were against Jews. More than blacks, more than Asians, Jews. Are you hearing anything about that in the news? No. Here's a headline. Anti-Semitic crime in the U.S. reaches record levels. That's from a Boston TV station. Anti-Semitic crime in the U.S. reaches record levels. Where is that reporting? Here in Columbus, Ohio, just a couple of days ago, our city council passed a resolution against anti-Asian hate crime. Do we have a problem with that here in Columbus? No. Will that help anybody? No. Will it actually accomplish anything? No. But it got press. It got city council on TV. We're standing against hate. Really? Passing a resolution? All right. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Love to talk to you. We'll be right back.